welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a great day to be alive. It is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. A great day to be alive. Why do you always say that, Bishop? Because it is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. There's only one alternative to being alive, and that's not being here. And so since you are alive, you might as well give thanks. There is a scripture. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everybody. There is a scripture that says the grave, Tony, the grave cannot praise him. The grave, meaning that if you're in the grave, you can't praise him. So you might as well praise him while you're alive. And thank God for all of you who are tuned in. If you would do me a favor, hey Linda, and sharing is definitely caring. Sharing is definitely caring. If you care enough to let somebody else hear an empowering word that might change their life, according to where they're at, then share. You can always know when I'm live by texting on your phone the word Bishop Greg at 80123 80123 for text alerts. More grace to you, Dawn. Glad to see all of you. Hey, Brother Lorenzo. Sunday Word starts the week off. Tonight at 9 p.m. is the Voice of the Prophets on all platforms. Not all platforms, but Clubhouse, YouTube, Facebook, and X. You know, I was having a conversation with my sister, Prophetess Nina, yesterday. I think we talked twice. I'm not sure. But in one of the conversations that we had, she said, you know, the Lord is giving me, Lisa, the Lord is giving me, like, I can't get off of words of encouragement. My messages are all words of encouragement. And I said to her, that is the season. I'm in my message already, y'all. That is the season that we are in to encourage those that we have an ear to hear what we are saying to them. It is a season of encouragement. People are hurting. People are in the decision-making place of their life. And then people are just wondering, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen for me? When is it going to happen for me? A signal that you are almost there, just about there, is opposition. Opposing, I've said this the last couple of weeks, opposing forces coming at you. Manifold temptation, manifold, a lot of things. Most people would run. Most people would think that I must be doing something wrong. You need to understand, You don't have to be doing anything wrong for stuff to happen. Ask Job. Job was sitting one day and just had a conversation, was having a conversation with his family. He was enjoying life, and all of a sudden, here comes the enemy. Here comes the enemy in the midst of him being the richest man in the east, became the poorest man on the east side. Trials, tribulation, storms are not times to retreat, but they're times to lean in and understand that you are closer to where you need to be. Kimmy J, before every great blessing comes some messing. I can hear somebody saying that I must be closer because it's been a hard day's night. Huh? That's exactly right. Huh? The closer you are to what you've been dreaming about, the closer you are to what you've been thinking about, what you've been planning for. You just think about it. You decide, you know what? I'm a celibate life. I'm a live than every man you know, every woman you know, start calling. Huh? What you doing? Because a sign that you're almost there is the Dr. Paulette, is the intensity. The intensity of the warfare. God Almighty. If the intensity of the warfare has picked up. Come on here, Carolyn Hayes. If the intensity, thank you, Joy. If the intensity of the warfare has picked up. If the intensity of the fight and the battle and look like hell itself is throwing everything at you that it can, it means that there is a fight against principalities and rulers in high places, because you're just about there. Huh? That's what we're talking about for these next 20, 35 minutes. You're just about there. The signal. You've seen the signals. You're antsy. You're antsy for more. You're bored with mediocrity. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? You're irritated with people that you didn't used to be irritated with. Your irritation meter is at an all-time high, Junie, because you're just about there, huh? Things and people that you used to be okay with messing with you, you ain't good with it no more, because you sense that Zion is calling you to a higher place. Huh? Huh? Little things that you used to just, huh? You just used to laugh off. You ain't laughing off no more, because you understand that there's a plateau. There's a plateau that God, you've seen it. Your eyes have seen the coming of great things. Huh? And I struggled and wrestled until I just went to sleep last night, until God woke me up. I said, God, I talked about this. He said, I don't care how many times you talk. He said, it takes folks seven times before they even get it. He said, you ain't talked about it to this group in a long time. You need to let them know that they're just about there. Huh? You need to let them know that the irritation, the frustration on their job, huh, is that I'm about to break through for them. Huh? Can't you sense that something is about to happen? Everybody is excited. They're buying little glasses and all for some seconds of seeing the moon eclipse the sun. Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I got an announcement for you. There's about to be an eclipse, huh, of your future, huh, in alignment with all of your dreams. There's about to be an eclipse of a God kind where God is about to cause destiny, huh? Destiny to meet up with your plans, huh? There's about to be an eclipse, huh? That if you just keep on walking, huh? You must understand that opposition is not to take you out. It is to bring you up. Can you stand the storm? I get it. You said not me. And Jasmine, I get that. I get your argument. Right, Dawn, I get your argument. Because I understand my plight. I understand the mess ups that I've made, Terry Ann. Huh? I understand the failures in my life. Huh? I understand the blunders that I've made. I get it. Because sometimes the enemy, Kimmy J, wants to make you feel that you're not worthy of what's about to come. The enemy wants to make you feel like that you messed up so much. How in the world can he use you? Huh? The enemy wants to make you think after you've done so much, Bishop, you don't understand, neither do you recognize my past life. And I'm just glad to be here. But what you must understand, that God specializes in using people who have messed up. He takes pleasure in taking people that everybody has counted out. He gets joy. Huh? He gets joy. Huh? He gets joy out of taking people, Jasmine, Monique, that don't have clear backgrounds. Don't if you would check their background, they would not be happy about it. And somehow, dog, he blesses those that don't desire it. Huh? Somehow, huh? He knows how to speak a blessing over the most undesired people. He knows how to use people that other people would misuse. Huh? Somehow he takes all of our mess ups. Yeah. Uh-huh. Somehow he takes all of our failures. And he said, yeah, I'ma use that. And I'ma use that. And I'ma use this. Because I blessed you. Here brings in our subject and our character for this message. I want to bring in a brother in the Bible. He's not Paul, Kimmy, but he's close to Paul. Because see, this man is known as a trickster. This man is known as a supplanter. This man is the most likely, y'all not saying nothing, to be used by God, let alone for God to bless. See, this man, it necessarily was not his time, neither was his turn. Y'all ain't saying that. It wasn't his time, neither was it his turn. He is the son of Isaac. Isaac had two sons. One was named Esau and one was named Jacob. There was a wrestling going on in their mama's womb, because Jacob was trying to come out before Esau, because whichever one that came out, y'all not saying nothing, whichever one that came out first, that's the one according to covenant and ritual that would receive the blessing. So even in the stomach, I'm not saying nothing in here, even in the stomach of his mama, he was playing tricks for the blessing and the birthright. See, when there's something in you, I need to make an announcement. There are some of you that are listening to me and watching me under the sound of my voice. I need y'all to share this. Where the tables are about to turn in your life. That's it, Dr. Paul. There's something in you that says being second just ain't good enough. I don't care what. Y'all not saying nothing. I don't want to do this. There's something in you that's saying average just ain't good enough. That I came to change. Y'all not saying nothing. The way things are done. I need 10 people to put in the chat and say, I'm a history maker and a world changer. I don't just settle for the way the status quo said. See, that's why I don't pay no attention to if I didn't preach text before, because God never gives it to me the same way. I preached this several times and never said none of this. God has a way of speaking to you on the inside. I said, put in there, I'm a world changer and I'm a history maker. World changer, history maker. He has a way of saying to something on your inside that said, I'm not coming out the way that they say I'm coming out. I know the way this thing is supposed to operate. Whoever comes out first, but there's something in this story that God Almighty, when it's in you. Y'all not saying nothing. When it's in you, TikTok, don't care what the devil in hell said. Don't care what policies and procedure they've made, You'll break all the rules when it's in you. So Jacob comes out on the heel, on the heel of his brother Esau. The rule said that Isaac had to lay hands on the firstborn. Because, Stephen, that was the way it was supposed to be. It just, you ever heard people just say, that's just the way it is. But see, I'm not one, Kimmy J, that just takes the way it is and settles for it. See, when you tell me that's the way it is, I promise you, I go inside of businesses. And Tracy, when they say, this the way it is, I say, why? I questions. That's what I said. Huh? I question, why is it this way? Why is it you do it this way? Huh? Because sometimes people, Lord have mercy, I don't know if I want to go here. They've just transferred things. They've transferred, that's it, that's good, Tracy. Systems, y'all not saying nothing. And they never question the reason, the way it is. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? Why do I have to wait? Why is it this way? And in some cases, I've gone against the grain, and because I ask questions, and because I ask them, why is it this way? You can't just keep telling me, because that's our rules. If you got a rule, there's a reason why it's that way. So, not only did Jacob, because the Bible says that Jacob was his mama's favorite, and mama said, boy, come here, this is what you're going to do. Huh? Huh? Mama's baby, papa's maybe. This is what you're going to do. Huh? Your daddy, Isaac, he has gotten a little old, and his eyesight has gotten a little dim. I want you to go put this on your body and see your brother is real hairy. I want you to put this on your body. And when he gets ready to lay his hands and give you the blessing and the birthright, huh? You're going to come in place of your brother Esau. Huh? You're going to bring him the beans that he want to eat. And he's going to feel you, and he's going to say, is that you, Esau? And you're going to answer, yes, this is me, daddy. Huh? You're going to answer. I understand. I'm coming back, Carolyn. I know and understand that this is not the way it's supposed to be. But you're going to answer, and he's going to put the blessing on you. And that's what happens. Esau is in the field, and Jacob's get the blessing, and he gets the birthright. Genesis 27 says, Jacob's mother helps him steal the birthright from his brother. So Jacob is now a thief. He is a supplanter. But Kimmy, come here, because you intensified in this. What else he is blessed. Because no matter what you can say about Jacob and how he got it, I need to interject this in the story. He got the blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you right now that no matter how shady your past is, huh? And no matter how much you messed up in life, huh? You have a blessing on your life that cannot be revoked. Because when God speaks a blessing over your life, it cannot be revoked. It cannot be changed. It cannot be argued with. It cannot be taken away. Somebody put in the chat right now, I'm blessed, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So Jacob now, Esau is upset. Jacob is on the run, but he's blessed. On the run, Dr. Paulette, but he's blessed. A thief and a supplanter, but he's blessed. Y'all not saying nothing. Got a shady and shaky past, but he blessed. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? did some things, but he blessed. Huh? And ain't nothing when Isaac laid his hands on him, it was a done deal. Can I make an announcement to you? Can you lean in close? Can you come here, please? When God speaks something over your life, I don't care how family members try to take it away, it's a done deal. In this season, Callan Thomas, God, y'all not saying nothing. God is raising up people that would be more likely not to succeed. God is raising up people, y'all not saying nothing, huh? That other people thought would never have it. So Jacob here now in chapter 28, the book of Genesis. Jacob is running from Esau. And he lays up under a ladder. And he rests under the ladder. And he falls to sleep under the ladder. And the ladder reaches to heaven. He dreams a dream. And he sees a ladder. And it is ascending and descending. And angels are going up and down the ladder. You know it as Jacob's ladder. And God comes and remind him. Because sometimes, Kimmy J, huh? Sometimes, that's what I'm doing today. We need reminding that no matter how spotty our past is and how dark things may look in our life, that God is blessing us. And he sees the angels, they're going up and down with the blessing, up and down the ladder. And God wakes him up and he says, Jacob, look up and down. Huh? The land where I told your father Isaac, to thee will I give it to you. You are the seed. Huh? Huh? Just as much as dust of the earth, that's how much I'm going to spread you to the west and the east, the north and the south. Your families shall be blessed. Behold, I'm with you, Jacob. Don't care. Huh? There are some of you, because of what you've been through and because of your past, you don't believe that God can bless you. But I came to announce to you that in spite of your mess ups, despite of your divorces, despite of you had a child out of it, it don't matter. When God speaks a blessing over your life, stop trying to hide what you've been through. Stop trying not to talk about what you've been through. The greater you've been through, the more God says, I'm going to bless you. Dr. Paulette, the greater the turmoil that you've been through. So Jacob wakes up and says, this was the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven, and I knew it not. Sometimes you don't recognize, even through the hell that you're going through, sometimes it's hard to believe that God is still with me. Sometimes even me, Bishop Greg Davis, I say, God, how can you use me? I was talking to my pastor yesterday, and I was just talking about some of the things in my life. Huh? Sometimes you wonder, how can God bless you, the son of a prostitute, Greg Davis? How can God use somebody that have messed up, not before he was in ministry, but while he was in ministry? How can God use somebody to reach thousands and hundreds of thousands and even millions in my life? Because when God chooses to bless who he chooses to bless, it is irrevocable. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that the blessings of God over your life are irrevocable. They cannot, Alicia, they cannot be stopped. I don't care how people try to railroad you. I don't care how people try to talk you out of it. When God speaks and anoints you as blessed, Well, we're now in the 32nd chapter, Erica, of the book of Genesis, and we're around the 24th verse. Jacob recognizes one more time that he's blessed. Verse, the 27th chapter, his father lays hands on him and he received the blessing, but he got a tainted past because he stole it, the birthright and the blessing from Esau. Esau is chasing him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dance, Dr. Paulette. Come back, Dr. Paulette. This is a dance, huh? People will try to steal something from you that only you have on your life. They'll try to do it like you. They'll try to walk like you. They'll try to write like you. They'll try to talk like you, huh? They'll even mimic you, huh? But when the blessing is on you, it cannot be stolen. It cannot be revoked. See, Esau never got it, so he can't take something that he never had. Even though he was the firstborn, he never got it. He never got his hand laid on by his father. So, Jacob now is left alone, 32nd chapter, verse 24. Have you ever been alone before but blessed? Have you ever been on the run but blessed? Huh? Have you ever wondered how it's going to end but you're blessed? Have you ever sat at a 9-to-5 and knew you wasn't 9-to-5 material? Have you ever known that there's greater in you but you being chased by your past? God Almighty, Dr. Paulette, huh? Take it, Kimberly. I got to take it back because Kimberly will take it, y'all. Huh? She'll start preaching. Huh? Take it, Erica. I said, have you ever known you're blessed, but your past is chasing you? Woo! Joy! Huh? Know you're blessed, but your past is like a sitting in the movie, looking at an old movie coming up black and white. Huh? Have you ever seen God continue to bless you, but your past keep flicking up before you? You see people from your past, and they say, I remember when Esau is trying to chase him. And Jacob, Shatama, oh, I had to do it, is running. I feel the anointing here. Is running from his past, Joseph. Don't y'all look at him bad. You wanted me to use Paul, but see, Jacob was messed up, Kimmy. Huh? He stole what he had. But God said, who I bless, it cannot be reversed. Huh? But his past is haunting him. Literally, Esau is chasing him because he won back what was promised, but he never got. But you must understand, God was also going to bless Esau. Huh? But not like Jacob. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Jacob is left alone in the 32nd chapter. And there wrestled a man with him, Erica, until the breaking of day. Sometimes you got to wrestle beyond your past. Sometimes you got to wrestle beyond what people call you. Sometimes, have you ever wrestled? Have you ever been in bed and couldn't sleep at night and you're wrestling? You ever had one of them dreams and you being chased? And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless my soul. I ain't gonna let you go. Huh? And he said, what is thy name? He said, Jacob. And he said, your name won't be called Jacob. I'm changing your name to Israel. Huh? Your name is no longer thief. Your name is no longer hope. I said it. Huh? Your name is no longer liar. Huh? You're not going to be defined by who you were. but your name is going to be Israel. I'm changing your character. I'm changing the way that you see yourself. Thank you, Jesus. I'm changing the way people see you. No longer Jacob. I asked you what your name was for a reason. Because I knew you was going to say Jacob. That's why you running from your past, because you still think you your past. And Esau is trying to get something that's no longer his, because Isaac, his father, blessed him. People chatter trying to get things that's off of your life that's no longer theirs. He said, you're no longer Jacob, for your name is going to be called Israel, for you are a prince that has power with God and men. Josie, huh? You're no longer who they say you are. Not only will you have power with God, God Almighty, but you're going to have power. I feel somebody being turned today. I feel somebody being changed today. I feel God sending supernatural intervention in your imposter syndrome. Huh? No longer will you walk around with your head down. Huh? Do you realize some of the most beautiful people have the lowest self-esteem, because it's not on the outside, it's eternal, internal. Got some stuff on the inside. Huh? Can't function. Because I'm dealing with demons of my daddy. I'm dealing with demons of my mama. I'm dealing with demons with my uncle. I'm dealing with demons being touched in the wrong place, being abused. But he's changing. He's changing your nature. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Jacob, I'm touching your thigh and your hip, because this is a reminder of the scars that you can't just pimp into your blessing. Huh? But I'm still blessing you with a limp. Huh? You got a limp? Huh? But you're still blessed. Huh? You dragging in. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face, and my life. I'm in Genesis 35 now, and I'm done. I'm in Genesis 35 and 9. Genesis 27, Jacob is blessed, but he's walking around. He's walking around. He's walking around with the name Jacob, supplying a thief. He's walking around, huh? Blessed, but on the run. The 28th chapter, he recognizes that even though he's on the run, that God is with him. God reminds him again that he's blessed in the 28th chapter. He's still on the run in the 32nd chapter from his brother Esau. Huh? Esau's still trying to get what's not his. Huh? But he runs into an angel that changes his name to Israel. He's blessed in the 27th chapter. He's reminded in the 28th chapter under a tree in a dream. Angels going up and down. Y'all not saying nothing. 32nd chapter, he's still on the run. He's left alone. He's in a wrestling match. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? He gets a limp. but he's still going across the finish line. I'm doing my best, George. George say, preach, man. Huh? But in the 35th chapter, huh? God appears unto Jacob again. And he came out of Adorama. 35 and 9 is where I'm at, y'all. Genesis. And blessed him. One more reminder, huh? That you blessed. I came here today to start your week off, huh? To remind you in the month of April that it's April showers and it's going to be May flowers. That you're blessed, huh? And God said unto thy name, and God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. One more time. Thy name shall be called anymore Jacob, but Israel be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, Dawn, I'm God Almighty. In case you're wondering who this blessing is being sponsored by, I'm God Almighty. Huh? Huh? In case you're wondering, huh? This ain't your baby daddy that's saying it. Huh? This ain't somebody that can't bring it to pass. Huh? Huh? God is not a man that he should lie. He said, this ain't the angels going up and down the tree. Huh? Huh? This ain't the angel you wrestle with. He said, this is me talking right now. This ain't a prophet with a towel around his head speaking. Huh? This is me talking. I'm God Almighty. Jacob, you are blessed. God Almighty, I bless who I want to bless. I curse who I want to curse. I'm with who I want to be. I depart from who I want to depart. I speak over whoever I want. I take nobody's and I make somebody's out of me. Don't care how spotty your past is. I'm God. That means I can do whatever I want to do with whoever I want to do, whenever I want to do. Let me bring it down because Chad ain't used to that. Dr. West don't do all that. Let me bring it down because I'm God Almighty. And this is what I want you to do. Huh? Huh? Because I changed your name? Huh? I want you to be fruitful. Huh? and I want you to multiply. In you is generational blessings. A nation and company of nations shall come out of you. Huh? Kings shall come out of your loins. Huh? Just like I told your daddy Abraham, I gave Abraham and Isaac the land. And to thee, I'm going to do the same thing for you. Thy seed after thee will I give. He's talking about generation blessings. He's not talking about one-time blessings. Y'all trying to get one-time blessings. But God want to bless you with stuff that when you dead and gone, Brother Fletcher, good to see you, that when you dead and gone, generations will speak your name. I was at a concert last night. And I didn't think about it last night because you take stuff for granted. I was at a concert last night. I was at a concert last night and I just thought about it as I'm coming back, Carolyn, to kick me out. I was at a concert last night, kick me out, y'all. And my son Greg Jr., the second, he was asked to do the red carpet. You'll see him tomorrow night. Him and his crew are gonna be on my podcast for the next 2 weeks, the Corbain Report. And they asked him to host the red carpet. I used to host the red carpets. I used to host in the city. But they asked my son, Greg, the next generation. And my son, Greg, asked my grandson, Gregory Michael Davis III, y'all not saying nothing, to bring his camera and film the red carpet. My grandson is 18. My son is 40, he'll be 40 this year. Huh? Are y'all listening to me? Huh? I'm standing there in a moment of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Woo! Y'all don't understand Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but you understand Gregory Michael Sr., Gregory Michael Jr., and Gregory Michael III. My grandson has a camera. Woo! Filming my son. Y'all not saying nothing. Interviewing me about the concert. Y'all ain't getting it, but I'm going to swing around. My grandson is filming, taking a picture of the past while he's taking a picture of his future. Y'all not saying, I said, Mike, I'm glad ain't nobody under me but a grind. My grandson is taking a picture. Ta-da! Oh, na-na. Oh, shata. Of the past. That's me. Huh? Huh? Greg, who is now, and my grandson, who's the future, be fruitful and multiply. A company shall come out of you. Nations shall come out. My grandson is filming. My son is interviewing me, the old head. And things are shifting right before my eyes. If y'all didn't understand Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was coming out of Abraham, then understand what came out of Greg Davis. And probably my grandson will name his son whenever he has one, Gregory Michael Davis IV. So even when I'm dead and gone, my name will still be on the earth. Even when I'm in the grave and shouting around heaven. Huh? Shata. Whoa. Hey, na-na. Shata ba se. Na-na-na ma so. Y'all think it's just about fun and games. But God will show you right before his eyes. He will reveal to you. Y'all don't understand. My son, Gregory has not always been, y'all not saying nothing. He's not always been an upstanding citizen. Huh? My son went to jail for pulling a shotgun out on the pastor because he didn't pay him for playing the drums. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? But the judge last year, huh? Expunged his record because he had turned his life around. Not only did he get one degree, but he got 2 degrees. Huh? Directors of y'all not saying it. No, you're not saying it, huh? Huh? Director of in Lansing of nonprofits. Now got his own podcast. You ain't got to push your children into following your footsteps. You just got to be consistent in doing what you do. I said, my grandson had the camera. My son had the mic. And I was being interviewed. A nation. Nations. Nations. I feel nations. I feel nations. And God went up from him. I'm in the 13th verse and I'm done. In the place where he talked with him. Jacob had a promise. He didn't have it yet. But watch what he does. Jacob set up a pillow in the place where he talked with him. Because whenever the people of old joy got a word from God, they worshiped. And they gave sacrifice. It's right here. I didn't make it. Even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering. He gave an offering. And he poured oil thereon. Watch this. And Jacob called the name of the place Bethel. You know what Bethel means? Bethel means the house of God. I'm done. If I was in church, I'd tell the organist to stop playing. Huh? Bethel means the house of God. You come to church. You come in here when we gather. Huh? You come to get instruction. Huh? but you don't tarry at Bethel. That's what's wrong with the church. We stay in Bethel too much. And we never leave Bethel to do what we just got. When you get the word, he got the word, there's a land for you. So I'm getting ready to go look for the land. Huh? There's nations coming out of you. So go be fruitful and multiply. That means I got to produce nations out of me. I can't stay at Bethel. He gave an offering at Bethel. Erica, they don't hear me. Bethel is the house of God. Verse 16. And they, here we go, Chad. Here we go. I'm done. Chad's going to take it. And they journeyed from Bethel. They left the house of God. You don't have to stay in church all day and all night. You got to have a relationship on the journey. Any preacher that try to tell you, you gotta just be just all the time. They want you to depend on them. Y'all not saying nothing. We give the word and then you go depend on God and you work the word. They journeyed. They journeyed from Bethel. Here's the tension in the text. I'm here. And they journeyed from Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel. And there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. There was but a little way to come. They on their way to Bethlehem. Somebody put Bethel equals house of God. Ephrath, which will be known as Bethlehem, represents the house of bread. Thank y'all for y'all likes. Almost 5,000 over here. Huh? Put it in there. Bethel equals house of God. Bethlehem, house of bread. House of bread. Bread represents in the Bible blessings. I know Carolyn be laughing at me. Carolyn Hayes. Her and Joy, they be laughing at me. Because I'd be animated. Did you hear what I said? Huh? Bethel, house of God. Bethlehem, house of bread. We leave Bethel. Thank you, Joanne. We leave Bethel, house of God. To get our bread, baby. To get our blessing. Huh? Some people can't be blessed because they stay in Bethel all day and never get up and go to Bethlehem. But watch this. It says, when they were almost there, when they were just about there, Rachel travailed. She began to have hard labor. Put in the chat right now, chat. No pun intended. Rachel had hard labor. When they were just about there, they were a little way off. Come here, Dr. Paulette, where you at? You done fell out? Huh? Get the smelling salt. Huh? Rachel had hard labor. Not now, Rachel. We almost there. Rachel, no. Can you wait till we get to... No, why you want to have hard labor when we almost there? No, Rachel, no. This ain't the time to have hard labor. Can you wait till we get to Bethlehem? Can you wait till... Rachel, no, stop that. Stop. What? Your water breaking. Rachel, we're almost there. You didn't... Rachel! Huh? Sandy, you must understand that the bigger the baby, the harder the labor, the bigger of what you're giving birth to, Jamaica. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? You're going, when you're just about there, you're going to experience labor pains. Y'all not saying nothing. When you just about getting ready to deliver a baby, I ain't never had one, but I've been in the room with her. Yeah, when my daughter Micah was born, huh? When Pastor Kim, Bishop Kim, got ready to have Micah, She called me all kind of names. Because I told you, opposition is a signal. When a woman gets ready to have the baby, contractions get closer. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I close tonight, today, this morning. The reason why you having contractions so close, and the reason why the labor pain, is because you're about to give birth to the thing that God brought you here for. You're about to give labor to your dreams and your vision. For I know the plans. You're just about there. Do not give up. Do not walk away. Do not throw in the towel. Do not give up. Because you're in labor pain, Brandy. Yeah, I don't care where you come in. You come in saying, hey, Bishop Davis, how are you? I'm in the middle of the high point, Brandy. Huh? The seed today is 90. The seed today is 90. The seed today is 90. 10 people that will sow $90. The labor seed. The seed today is 90. Y'all bring Adrian up. He's a founding father of our club. Huh? Labor. I want you to put labor. The seed. The seed today is 90. Huh? Bishop, I'm just about there. Why am I going through this? And I sense it. Because you're in labor. You in labor. That's why. That's why the pain has intensified. Prophetess Nina, I don't know if you can hear me. I know you're going to tell me later. That was a word, if you can hear me. Labor. I want y'all to sow that seed. There are 10 of you. I want to challenge Prophetess Nina, if she can hear me. There are 10 of you that are going to sow that seed of 90. There are 3 of you that are going to double that seed. The labor seed, the bigger the baby. She, why now? Watch what it says, chat. And it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, don't be afraid. You're going to have this son also. I asked myself, I said, have this son also. Have this son. Have this son also. What? The midwife said, you're going to have this son. You're going to have this son also. That means that Rachel had been through labor pains before. Y'all don't know when to shout. Kimberly, you don't know when to shout. Y'all don't know when to shout. The midwife, they didn't have no doctors. The midwife said, you're going to. In other words, you accustomed to pain right before a baby. You acquainted with this kind of pain. So if he did it before, I'm done, y'all. The Lord bless y'all. If he did it before, you're sowing that seed of $90. The cash app is $GreatDavis10, because I sense an anointing of labor here today. If he did it before. If he did it before. All I need you to do. Come here, Brandy. I didn't ask you to go that far. You in chat. Y'all stop preaching ahead of me. All I need you to do is push. Push out that new business. Push out that LLC. Push out that shop. Push out the right one. Push. You can put whatever you want there. Praise him until something happens. Pray until something happens. You do whatever works for you. But the midwife, because it was natural labor, so the pain was so hard, that the midwife, she'd be there to put cold towels on her and tell her, say, girl, you acquainted with this pain. Some of y'all act like you ain't never been here before.
Somebody act like you ain't never pushed out a dream. You ain't never had an ambition that you had to push out. Some of y'all act like you ain't never. Midwife said, do y'all realize that it was a push that got you where you are today? And it's going to be a push. I need some Jacobs in the house that receive this word and going to pour an offering on this word. Shata Masi. I need some Jacobs that sense that you're just about there and that the baby is about to give birth. You will not have stillbirth on my watch. Y'all not saying nothing. And it came to pass that when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, fear not, for thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass as her soul was departing, for she died. Huh? Because something has to die in order for something to live. There's something that has to die in your spirit and in order for what you're pushing out. Do you realize they say a woman is closer to death when she's in labor than any other time? Huh? There's some things that gotta die in your life. There's some images that have to die in your life. Oh, y'all quiet now because y'all don't like this. Huh? There's some people you hang around. Huh? There's a man in your life that you're going to have to let go. Because in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Glory to God. He was high and lifted up. Huh? There's some images that got to die in your mind in order for you to seek God and get the thing out of you that God has in you. It is birthing time in you. But some stuff got to die. And when she died, she said his name is going to be called Benaniah. Benaniah means son of my sorrow. But his father called him Benjamin because he is the son of my right hand. He's being birthed with favor on his life. Y'all not saying nothing. You will not have this son in shame and in pity, because what you call your baby is what it shall become. It shall become. I don't know who I'm talking to today. I'm done. I don't know who I'm talking to today. But I cancel all pity parties. You're just about there, but you got to move from Bethel to Bethlehem. You're just about there. The pain and the hell that you're going through for the last 9 months, for the last 9 years, is because you're just about there. You're just about there. I'm moving from, that's it, Jasmine. I'm moving. Somebody put it in the chat. Hope. Somebody put it in the chat. I'm just about there. Joy, you're just about there. Huh? Huh? Get rid of the pity parties because you're just about there. Get rid of the shame because you're just about there. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You're just, there are nine of you that's going to sow that seed. There are nine of you that are going to sow that seed of $90. Don't you delay. Don't you wait. This is a transforming word. You're going to sow your first of the week seed. You're going to sow your Sunday seed. Hallelujah. Get your seed in the ground. 90 is the number of birth. $GregDavis10. I'm done. I've been going for 1 hour. $GregDavis10. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. ZelleGregDavisShow@gmail.com. Venmo Greg Davis 1. You're sowing your seed. You're sowing your seed. I can't see anything but Cash App. So if you're sowing in another place, I'm sorry, y'all. You're sowing your seed. I'm sorry. You're sowing your seed. I'm trying to come down. You're sowing your seed of $90. There are 9 more of you in Clubhouse. There are 5 of you in TikTok. Huh? There are 3 of you on Facebook. There are 2 of you on Instagram. Don't let this be another word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're sowing your seed. You're sowing your seed, $GregDavis10. You're sowing your seed, GregDavisMinistries.com. Go to the website. I'm all discombobulated, y'all. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. There are 9 more of you. I want those of you that have never trusted God in the area of giving and offering. And when Jacob received the word of generational blessings and how God blessed him, despite of his past, he gave an offering. He marked the place. He didn't wait for the manifestation. He gave. I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you today. You're just about there. You're just about there. You're just about there. And I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Thank you, Jesus. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Chat, I want you and your partner, I want y'all to sow this seed together. Not to tell your business, but I want y'all, I don't know if y'all ever given together before, but wherever he is, I want you to come in agreement. I want you to come in agreement. You know, I've never told you this before. Made me glad, but I want y'all to sow this seed. And I want you to name it. I want you to name the seed. I'm not going to tell y'all what to name it. You know what y'all been praying for together. You know what y'all been asking God for together. This is a tangible moment right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Shata Mase. 8 more of you that will sow. I will be 8 more of you. 8 more of you. 8 more of you that will sow that $90. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 8 more of you. 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 I sense God. Bless you, Ebony. Bless you, Joy. Bless you, Monique. Jasmine, thank you. Here we are. Praising Jesus. You're sowing that seed of $90. I'm lingering today. I never linger, but I'm lingering because we're just about there. We're just about there. and I won't enter with thanksgiving in my heart.
I sense God, Brandon.
Enter his courts with praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's worship. And I will say,
this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad, glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Bless you, Kimberly.
I will rejoice.
I'm just about there. That's enough.
He has made me glad.
Bless y'all. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 It all makes sense now. The dots are connected. I understand why I had to have hard labor. Thank you, Jesus. I understand. It's all clear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just about there. I smell it. I sense it. I feel it. I see it. I almost can touch it. God's delay is not his denial. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. 10 people that sense it, put it in the chat. I sense it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bishop, I don't have 90. I don't have the 180. I'm going to give my best seed. Give your best. Under the anointing that is here right now, just give your best. Do your best. Do your best. Do your best. The Lord bless you. Last time for giving. $GregDavis10. PayPal. Contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify Greg Davis Ministries. Sell Greg Davis Show at gmail.com. Venmo at Greg Davis 1. Website GregDavisShow.com. The Lord bless y'all. You're just about there. I prophesy. You're just about there. I speak over your life. Thank you, Jesus. That you're just about there. We're going to leave under this spirit. We're going to leave under this anointing. We're going to leave everywhere at the same time. Tonight, 9 p.m., the prophets. Tonight, 9 p.m., the prophets. This spirit, let me tell y'all, this spirit is going to linger there. I sense it. I sense it. When stuff arises today and it looks contrary, you say, I'm just about there. I'm just about there. All this week, just say, I'm just about there. I'm just about there. I'm just about there. I'm just about there. I am just about there. I'm just about there. Have an amazing day. Everybody, have an amazing day. I'm just about there. Go with God, everybody. Go with God. Peace.